Johnny Hammond's on.
All right, so now that we can we go ahead and start the meeting so we can get through it and let everybody get back to their schedule?
John Hammond's online.
Certainly.
Okay, we're going to take a roll call, and after we do a roll call, every time someone speaks, can we please make sure you give your name, please? Debbie Arnold.
I am here.
Sheila Blake. Charles Burbeau. Lynn Compton.
Yes.
Jeff Heller.
Here.
Robert Enns. Bruce Gibson. John Hammond.
Here.
Adam Hill. Karen Bright. John Pashong.
Here.
Keith Storton.
Here.
Aaron Gomez.
Here.
Okay, I see two supervisors, one, two, three, four, five, six, three supervisors. We have seven. We have a quorum.
And Bruce Gibson.
I've just joined. This is Karen Bright.
Okay, thank you, Karen.
You're welcome.
And Bruce Gibson is on, too.
Okay, great. Thank you, Bruce. Okay,
all right, this is Aaron Gomez. So, do you want me to leave this meeting, or do you want? How do you want to go about this?
Yes,
please
Aaron,
leave the meeting.
Okay. So now the roll call is done, and we have a quorum. We're going to move on to public comment.
All right. So public comment can be taken by members of the audience who are currently muted, pressing star one on their phone. That will raise your hand. There's also a way to do it on the web. by clicking the Q&A tab up at the top. We only have two members of the public, and we have three members of the public on currently. So it may be easier, and I'll go ahead now and just unmute the public, and if there are any members interested in making public comment, go ahead and speak up. So I'm going to unmute them. One at a time, there's a little bit of a delay, but they'll be notified that they can speak. So, caller with the last 4-2-8-6-7, do you have any public comment?
No.
Thank you. Is there anybody else with public comment? All right. It sounds like their public comment is finished.
Okay. So now that public comment is done, we'll close that. We can move on to the consent agenda. If there's any questions on that, please say so now. So seeing no questions or hearing any, I think we'd have to get public comments from on these items as well.
All right. I am unmuting public comment, or the audience. There's a slight delay, so I apologize. But if any members of the public would like to make public comment, please speak now. All right. It sounds like there is...
Okay. Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion for the consent agenda.
This is Debbie Arnold. I'll move the staff's recommendation on the consent agenda. Move approval.
Hammond,
this is Keith. I'll second.
All right. We've got a motion and a second. Can we get a roll call on this, please?
Okay. Thank you. Debbie Arnold?
Yes.
Sheila Blake? Charles Burbeau, Lynn Compton.
Yes.
Jeff Heller.
Yes.
Robert Enns. Bruce Gibson.
Yes.
John Hammond.
Aye.
Adam Hill. Jeff Lee. John Pashong. Karen
yes.
Bright. Karen
yes.
Bright.
Yes.
Aaron Gomez.
Yes.
We have a quorum.
My name was not called. This is Keith Storton, and I'm a yes.
Keith Storton. I apologize for that, Keith. I had you on the second. I didn't see the mark. I'm sorry. Thank you.
All right, let's move on to the regular agenda and item number 7, postponement of the polystyrene ordinance.
President Gomez, this is Jeff Minnery. If I might just make one comment of clarification after speaking with the executive director. For the board's information and for the public, the ordinance really is in place. The ordinance still has effect. What this really is doing is postponing the enforcement of the ordinance. So you're really giving, it's really direction to staff to not enforce it for however long your board decides. Your staff's recommendation is 12 months. But with that, I'll turn it back over to the board.
So just to go through the proper steps, do we have any questions from the board on this item? And we will, once we get into the motion, we'll basically have to change it to postponement of enforcement of the polystyrene ordinance. So I have not heard any feedback, so do we want to open it up to public comment?
All right. So at this time, if any members of the public would like to make public comment, please hit *1 on your phone to raise your hand or via web in the Q&A box or tab up at the top. You can type in the box, click raise hand, or just raise hand. Otherwise, I have unmuted the public, and if at any point you would like to make a comment, speak now, please. Right, it looks like there's no public comment.
All right, I'll bring it back to the board. I would say prior to making a motion, the only question that I have is whether or not we want to revisit this within 6 months as opposed to waiting a full year. My point being that we don't have a lot of understanding of what the landscape is going to be, and I think delaying it an entire year, I think it would be better to revisit something in 6 months once we have a better understanding of where the economic recovery is.
This is Lynn Compton. I'll make my comments if nobody else wants to. I have grocery stores that are in a panic over a lot of things right now. I've got Vons that's not even accepting any bags for people to bring in. They're concerned about supplies. They're concerned about getting enough product on the shelves. They're concerned about employees and time off and stuff like that. I think a year ban is good, revisit in a year. In 6 months, I do not believe, even if we were to start this economy right back up tomorrow, these guys are going to be in good shape in 6 months. So why put this over their head right now? You've got small businesses like restaurants that are trying to manage and do takeout, and they're just really concerned. To me, 6 months is just too soon for these guys. They need to catch up. That's my opinion.
So I'd like to clarify my comments for one. I'm not saying that we initiate the enforcement in 6 months. I'm saying we look at this again in 6 months. We can keep the enforcement at 12 months, but simply tucking it away, and then a year from now, the same board won't be here that has gone through this circumstance as well as the ones that put this into place. So I think having that conversation, maybe we have to extend it to 18 months at that point, but we have a better understanding at that point than we do at this point.
This is Karen Bright. May I speak? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello? Okay. I agree with you. I think this should be revisited in 6 months. It doesn't mean that we're going to go into enforcement mode at that time, but at this point in time, we don't know what's what. So I do agree that we should take another look at this in 6 months, my opinion.
It's Bruce Gibson. I think, you know, revisiting all the initiatives that IWMA has going can occur at any time. So as long as it's clear that we're suspending enforcement for a year, you know, the executive committee working with the executive director can bring back any informational item at any time on any agenda. So I think it's basically just part of our normal activities that we will discuss these things as we need to.
This is Debbie Arnold. And I agree. I think our staff is stretched so thin, and it's going to take well beyond the 6 months just to, with everyone's staff being too preoccupied with other things to address all this. So especially now with the takeout of food and people depending on that, I believe that I don't know, there may be other comments. But I do agree that we need this 12-month, in other words, staff's recommendation. I would be wanting to follow staff's recommendation on this 12 months.
Karen Hammond.
Is that
Karen?
Yeah, Mr. Hammond, go ahead.
Yeah, John Hammond. I kind of agree that we should take staff's recommendation. We don't know what this virus is going to be, and this is a critical path to have food taken care of for people who have to have takeout and things like that. It's a critical part of this whole puzzle piece. So I would say just leave it alone. I mean, we can always talk about something, but as far as the ordinance
that
we have set up right now, I would take staff's recommendation for 12 months.
This is John Pashon, and I would agree with Mr. Hammond, make the motion to approve as staff recommended.
Debbie,
I'll second that motion.
Okay, go ahead.
Lynn Compton, second the motion.
Okay. President Gomez, I just want to be very clear. The motion then, if please correct me if I'm wrong, is to suspend for 12 months any enforcement of the polystyrene ordinance.
And I think the maker of the motion needs to clarify that, because we're not actually we're not doing staff recommendation because it was not written correctly. So it has to be delay of enforcement.
Well, I actually think if it wasn't written correctly, then we can actually vote on it. I don't believe, I asked Jeff this, but the staff's recommendation, the way it's written, is what I'm proposing.
Okay.
And
so,
I'm seconding.
Let's see. So 12 months postponement. Okay, that's it. Okay, that's then the way staff recommendation is what it is.
Yeah, I don't see
yes.
any issues.
I was just trying to clarify what I interpreted.
Yep. I say postponement of the ordinance to facilitate retailer service options to customers. Yes, the language that the staff used.
And I second that. Lynn Compton.
Thank you.
This is Cheryl. Can I just verify? I got the motion to move from John Pasong and a second from Lynn Compton. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. President, is it okay if we do roll call?
I was just going to call that.
Well,
is there public comment on this?
Yep.
We need to open it up for public comment. We already opened the discussion up for public comment before the motion.
Yeah.
So we just need a roll call of the motion.
Okay, roll call. Debbie Arnold.
Yes.
Sheila Blake. Charles Burbeau. Lynn Compton.
Yes.
Jeff Heller.
Yes.
Robert Enns. Bruce Gibson. John Hammond.
Yes. Yes, for Bruce Gibson. Sorry, I was muted.
Adam Hill.
Hammond is an I.
Karen Bright.
Yes.
John Pichon.
Yes.
Keith Storton.
Yes.
Karen Bright. I already called her once. I'm sorry, Karen, I already called you once. Aaron Gomez.
Yes.
We have a quorum.
All right, so that passes, and we are... open to member comments, future agenda items, or we can move straight into adjournment.
President Gomez, can I make one comment? This is Brooke Stair.
Yes.
If we're still having to do the teleconference calls for meetings in May, we will keep with the original board dates that we already have. And Jeff Minery and Jennifer Blackburn are going to try to help us have a better format where we can see slides and have a PowerPoint.
Brooks, this is John Hammond. A question on this retreat that we were planning, is postponed at this point, isn't it?
Yes, sir. We'll have to reschedule that for sometime in May, hopefully.
Hey, this is Lynn Compton, if I could make a comment. I'm not sure, Brooks, if you're following this or not, but I understand that Grocers Association is coming out with some opinions on people bringing bags into the grocery stores right now, and the theory behind their opposition to it is if a household is contaminated with COVID-19, then they're coming in, bringing a bag, setting it on the conveyor belt at the checkout, and contaminating their store. So I'm not sure if you're getting any information on that. I've had a couple of grocers send me information, but I think we're going to have to address that in the near future.
Yes, thank you. We have been made aware of that.
So are we going to agendize that, or do we call a special meeting, or what do we do?
That'll come up whenever we're talking about the plastic bag ordinance.
Well, that's not going to come up for a while, correct?
Yeah. I mean,
shouldn't we be doing something immediately on this?
Are you talking about the plastic bags that people are bringing back now, the reusable bag?
That's what I'm talking about right now. Put aside the plastic bag for one-time, produce and the point-of-sale bags. I'm talking about the bags that people are bringing from their home into the grocery store to – instead of buying a bag at the grocery store. The grocery stores, like, for example, Vaughn's in my area is not allowing any customers to bring bags in due to their concern of contamination from a household into their workplace.
Okay, I don't know that, can we make a judgment on that?
Or should we have a discussion on it?
Well, yeah, I can facilitate that if you'd like.
I think we have to agendize it before we can discuss it, Lynn.
Yeah, we can't discuss it here.
I think we agendize it, or is it just pretty much the grocery stores can do what they want? If they establish protocol that you can't bring bags, does that just go? And, I mean, maybe we don't need to have that discussion, but I am concerned, and they have brought it to my attention.
This is Debbie, and I think the difference is right – The present bag ban of plastic bags or ban of bags or whatever still allows that people can buy bags in the grocery stores. So I think
it does.
Yeah, so people will be able to go ahead and buy their bags if they need to. But what you're saying is, and then Brooks is telling us that when we have our next discussion on plastic bags, we can probably discuss the whole gamut if we want to, correct?
Yes, and that's what we're going to do in May, regardless.
Okay, so you don't think as the IWMA we should, and I'm not saying it has to be done today because it's not agendized, but you don't think we should have any guidelines saying grocers, if you want to prohibit people from bringing in bags, we support you or we don't or anything like that. You just say, leave it up to them. And we're okay with what they choose to do. Because they do have, the customer does have the option to buy one at the grocery store.
Yeah, I don't know if we have enough information to be able to make that call. I mean, obviously, there's the state law supersedes us as well, saying that people are allowed to bring their own bags.
Okay, I understand that. It just seems to me if we're telling people to distance themselves by 6 feet and don't contaminate, don't shake hands, it seems to me counterintuitive to let people bring bags from their own house in. But, okay, it seems to me.
Every grocery store still does have the capability to do their own.
Well, and they're still going to, if I go in with my bag, I'm going to load that cart or bag with my hands, and then somebody's going to move it across the conveyor and then put it back in my bag, or I load it in my bag. So I think the contamination issue is still going to be there if I'm touching it.
Well, that's true. You're the one.
This is Jeff Heller from Morrill Bay. Supervisor Compton, I think it's a really good question. I'm wondering if maybe it should be addressed to the county health department rather than something that the
I can bring it up on our conference call.
President Gomez, this is Jeff. This is Jeff Minnery, if I might. It sounds like there's this is an item for discussion. So perhaps you could maybe consider whether or not you want to bring this item up as a special meeting item, or it should be addressed the next meeting. Perhaps you could take a poll on that because it is turning into a discussion.
Gotcha.
Why don't I do this? Why don't I, this is Lynn, why don't I bring it up to the health department today when I talk to them? And is that allowable, Jeff, to just send a note back and say they're going to make a calling or not, and then you forward that information, and then we decide for a special meeting or not? Well, is that
of course,
not doable?
I think this is an issue that you have concern of, and I think the idea of your board discussing this in the future is probably good. I really get concerned about items like this that affect the public when we're on this odd new teleconference style where I feel the public is limited.
Right.
So. Perhaps the executive committee could bring it back?
I was going to say, this is Hammond. I would direct Brooks to get information from the health department, Lynn, and basically build a staff report for our next meeting. Or if we need to take action sooner, do so.
So this is Lynn. I'm fine with that. I just, you know, it takes a month to get things together for staff reports, et cetera. I mean, we're in the middle of a health crisis here, and I don't know. It seems to me maybe the health department does have a guideline on this already. I don't know if they do. I'm not aware of it. But it seems to me if they say we shouldn't do it, we need to take action right away. But
here's going to be my suggestion. All of our own cities are part of the EOC, and I think utilizing those resources first before we make this an agenda item for somebody that's not involved with the emergency operations would be better to utilize those sources because they have the capability to deal with this faster than we do as an IWMA board. And then we can take it, we can look at this at a later date based on the feedback that we get from our EOCs.
I was just going to say, I would agree too that if this is an immediate health concern, the decision needs to be made right away through public health or through the EOCs. And then as that gets addressed, if we find that it is in our purview, we can discuss it at a later date. But I agree with Supervisor Compton that if this is a serious issue, it needs to be taken care of immediately.
Good. I think we've got a path forward. I have to jump onto another call here shortly. So it sounds like we're pretty close to the end, correct?
Yes, we are.
Next meeting is May 13th.
Brooks, do you have when our next meeting is?
Yes, it's May 13th.
Okay. So This is Karen Bright. To clarify then, so Lynn Compton, you are going to check with the health department?
Yes. We have a conference call this afternoon.
Okay. Very good.
And I will email Brooks.
Very good.
Okay. And this is Brooks. Erin, do you want me to reach out to the EOC?
I'll email you, Brooks. I'm on a conference call with them this afternoon in just a short time, so I'll ask them during that conference call.
Okay.
And then
I'll
call you.
Okay.
All right. With no further comments, let's adjourn this meeting and get back to the other things we have to deal with.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Be safe.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.